Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to have a little bit of fun today on the top 10 today, guys. So I noticed that the English language is not the easiest. There's a handful of words that we either can't say at all, or we're at least in contention for how they're supposed to be pronounced.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. While this isn't one of the toughest to pronounce, it does evoke some polarizing reactions. Discharge. The dictionary definition comes out swinging as well. To emit a substance as by excretion or secretion. Turns out I just gave you three cringeworthy words for the price of one. That's the gift I provide to all of you. And now I leave you with phlegm. Carry on.
So these are the 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. And again, some of these are just contested. That's why they're tough to pronounce. So number 10 on the list is the name of those short little videos that you get in text messages and on Messenger and all that.
A GIF, a GIF.
Exactly. The GIF or the GIF. So the man who created the graphics interchange format, or GIF, GIF, as it has come to be known, has one way of pronouncing this acronym. And the rest of us see it differently. According to Steve Willite himself, the best way to pronounce the word is with a soft G.
So GIF.
GIF.
GIF. GIF.
He first created the technology back in 1987, so we should probably listen to him when he tells the world time and time again.
I invented it.
To say something like GIF. Think of the peanut butter brand if it helps. So actually, no, it's not GIF, it's GIF.
Oh, it's GIF.
It's a GIF.
It's a GIF.
It is a GIF.
It is a GIF.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I still disagree. It's a GIF.
I guess we can't disagree with him. He invented it.
Right.
I don't call it a good GIF.
If I give you a present, I'm not giving you a GIF. I'm giving you a gift.
A GIF. GIF.
Graphics. Oh, it's called it. No, it's not. We've changed the name. We have changed the name. The pasta that is made out of potato, I believe.
Gnocchi.
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 I did it all for the gnocchi. Come on, the gnocchi.
The gnocchi. Yeah. Oh, no. The pronunciation of this word seems so simple once you see it laid out phonetically. It's easy. No problems. Just call it gnocchi, and you're good. Says, okay, maybe we're lying about it being simple once it's laid out phonetically. It's still damn hard to say, but that's the way that you're supposed to say it. Gnocchi is, of course, an Italian word, and the food it defines is as delicious as any, a dumpling-like dish made from potatoes that has been popular in Italy for ages and ages.
Not my favorite.
I think I've had it like
once. Not my favorite.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's not the best pasta on the menu.
No.
I think it just depends what you put it with.
And to be fair,
I disagree. Like, I think that is phenomenal.
You think it's top dog pasta?
It's up there. I mean, that's like fettuccine Alfredo. You order it very rarely because it's so rich, but Man, that is good.
Yeah, I mean, most pastas don't offer any flavor. It's just what is traditionally... Right, so fettuccine...
But I really like
just
the flavor.
Just boil a bowl of fettuccine. You're like, all right, it's make a fettuccine Alfredo. It's like, all right.
Pasta's kind of like the AC/DC of the food world. Like, it's all the same. It's just different things around it.
You like it no matter what.
Exactly.
Just what's the texture?
Right. I really like the flavor, so let's just go, baby. Yeah. And
the,
I like it. So
The bigger the noodle, the chunkier the pasta sauce can be.
Generally,
yeah. That's why your standard pastas to me are better than gnocchi. Like, I don't mind gnocchi. And I will eat it, but if I've got just standard pastas on the menu, I'll choose it over gnocchi every day.
Be that
yeah, way. All right. Girl, you with me? I think it's phenomenal.
I do. I love gnocchi. But again, typically it's served with something I really like with it.
Yeah. You like know? A vodka sauce?
Yeah, something like that. You go like, all right.
Okay. All this, yeah. Stop being so facile.
Oh, boy.
Doggone it, Dad.
A penne for your thoughts?
I'm going to... this is a person that is constantly up to mischief. They are described as that type of person. They are a mischievous person.
The con artist.
Well, no, it's mischievous.
Oh, mischievous.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to walk you guys home. There.
Oh, my bad. I thought this was a hit. I was like, son of a bitch.
Mischievous versus mischievous?
So for some of us, it's pronounced mischievous. For others, you're supposed to say mischievous. And maybe there's a third weird and wacky way to pronounce it, too, as we are aware of. But no matter how vigorous the debate is over the two options, there's really only one way to say it, and it's mischievous.
Mischievous. Okay.
Mischievous. Yeah, mischievous, because there's no long-standing E on this.
I got you.
Mischievous.
Okay.
Mischievous. This one is a common surname in Vietnam. We've seen it, N-G-U-Y-E-N.
When?
That's the way that I always knew it. When I was a kid,
now
there was
I'm
a character that
wrong.
Had that. I don't know, dude. So here's what we'll say. By far the most common surname in Vietnam. If you visit that beautiful country in Southeast Asia, you'll see that Nguyen, as its common last name, is Smith or Jones here in America. It's everywhere. They say the pronunciation here is actually pretty simple, and it offers you three choices. Some Vietnamese people swear it's pronounced Nguyen, with the first N spoken out loud. Some say that you drop the first letter and simply pronounce it as Win, and others insisted that it should be Nguyen.
Nguyen.
So I think it's just one of those. I feel like we have a couple of them. None of them come to mind right now that they're spelled the same, but it's just a matter of how you pronounced it how you were taught to pronounce it as you grew up.
Yeah, that's true, especially with your name.
Exactly. Let's see here. A narrow spit of land that is meant to link two larger pieces of land together. Anybody know the name of that?
Isthmus.
You're so close.
Isthmus.
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 Yes.
Oh, Mary Isthmus.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Tyson.
Let's see here.
I love it. It's Isthmus.
The correct way to say it is Isthmus.
Isthmus.
Where geographically would we find an Isthmus?
Central America and South America. Like
the Panama area where the canal is. Is that an Isthmus?
That is an Isthmus.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how thin it needs to be to technically be an Isthmus.
Oh, you're too thick to be an Isthmus.
Too fat to be an Isthmus. You're a peninsula.
The 10 toughest English language words to pronounce. Ted, I'm sure that you enjoy this on a Sunday. It's a meat and cheese board.
Oh, charcuterie.
Exactly. Well done. Let's see here.
Is that correct?
You pronounce it like this. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Very good.
Oh, mamma mia.
It's not cute. It's charcuterie. Yeah.
How else do people say it?
Charcuterie.
Oh, yeah. God. I don't know what that is.
It doesn't charcuterie. Charcuterie. It has to be meat and cheeses, right?
I believe otherwise that's a cheese plate or a meat plate, right? I think it's charcuterie, I think.
Well, it's like a new thing now. It's like, bring your own charcuterie boards. People are like, I brought different kinds of donuts. It's like, you just brought a selection of donuts,
right,
my man.
That's called
not charcuterie.
Right. That's not what it is, man.
Unless you got pastrami hidden in there.
I brought donuts.
Everybody loves this one. What is the name of the Vietnamese noodle?
Pho.
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 Pho. Pronounced as the Vietnamese themselves do it, pho.
I mean, and it's spelled pho. So when we first moved here, I'm like, what pho. Is this pho? And they're like, it's pho.
They don't
pho.
Say it like that every time. Pho. Would you like some pho?
Can I please have the duck pho?
I'm here for fun and pho.
And I'm always out of fun.
You bring me the pho.
Anybody remember that that variant of COVID-19 that everybody had such a hard time pronouncing? Futurama fans might know an alien from this planet.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Omicron.
Oh, Omicron.
Omicron. Omicron is actually how
it's Omicron.
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 Omicron per CI 8.
Well, good news. We don't have to use that in a sentence very often.
Yeah, that's a fact. You might see a lot of these bowls at like smoothie shops and whatnot. There's a lot of berries that are involved. There's blended
acai?
Fruits. You're very close. Acai.
Acai.
Is that how you say that one?
Yes.
Acai. God, for the fun of it. I'll tell you what, man. I had one of those randomly at a place, like kind of by mistake. Delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome.
All right.
By mistake.
All righty.
Yeah.
And then this is the toughest English language word to pronounce, because even though we've been told that, we still don't know how to do it. W sauce.
Oh, Worcestershire.
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 Mm-hmm. But it's spelled what?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
But it's Worcestershire.
And that is a town in England, correct? Originally?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta be. I do like now people just call it W sauce. Like,
because,
screw it.
Right, we've all agreed none of us are going to say it right. Somebody on the text line says, Thrill, can you ask Mike Hoff if Puyallup made the list?
Ooh, Puyallup, that's not a bad Puyallup, call.
Puyallup.
I remember when I was in Boy Scouts, there were a couple summer camps that we went to that were out of state, and we were from Enumclaw, and there was this one guy who was like, here's one of our hats with our city name on it. Can you say it? Enumclaw. We have hard names out here in the Pacific Northwest, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.